I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
Greetings and salutations. Delighted you are here with us. You know what I learned this morning, Ramon? Do you know why? Did you know that it's hard to find a dentist's grave? Little known fact. It's almost impossible to find the grave of a dentist because they have no plaque. Serious point, I was watching some videos of VHS and was it Beta? Betamax? What was the other one? Man, kids today have no idea what a burden it was to watch a movie. You had to physically hold the movie. The concept of holding a piece of equipment, a delivery instrument for movies or music or whatever else. By the way, Netflix referral. By the, if I say Netflix, sometimes it's Prime because I get them confused. I'm not brand loyal. But between the two of them, you'll figure out. Usually it's Netflix, though. There's a movie called Playlist. It's a series. It's about a four or five part. It's really well told. It's the story of Spotify. Spotify was created in Sweden, and there was a cheat site, their equivalent of Napster, called Pirate Bay. Did you know about Pirate Bay? I didn't know about Pirate Bay. And they were stealing the music, and then people were delighted to download it. And there was this young people of that time. It started with kind of the Antifa mindset, and it got out into the general public. It said, why should we have to pay for music? Why should we have to pay for somebody else's creative product? Why should we have to pay for their intellectual property? Why should they be compensated? We want their music. We like their music. And therefore, we're going to steal it, which is what they were doing. And it's the story of how Spotify, this guy, Daniel Ek, in Sweden, created a code and understood the concept, and then he had to get the record companies to agree, and it was hard for them to understand that they would make more money by doing this. I remember the story of Steve Jobs when he explained iTunes, and his challenge was how to get record companies to do that because record companies believed that the money's in the album. And I don't know what an album cost at that time. Let's say an album was $12, and Steve Jobs was saying, we'll sell songs for 99 cents. And they said, why would we? How many albums, Ramon? I tell you what, I'm going to give you till the end of the segment. So it's going to be, you're going to have 3.5 minutes. I want you to give me the three albums and the song on the album and the artist that are the album that you only bought the album because of the song. And they're so obviously that is the case, right? So Steve Jobs said to the music industry, look, if I break your album into individual songs and they can buy it for 99 cents, you'll actually make more money. No, we want them to pay $12 for the album. All right. But the problem is people aren't going to buy an album for one song. They will buy one song, and they'll buy lots of one songs. Because you got filler on that album. And if you spend any time, History of Rock and 500 Songs or anywhere else, reading about music and how songs come along, you will see how many songs that became huge hits and often defined an artist were actually the last cut on an album, which is a nice way of saying we got 2 hours more of expensive recording studio time, and we got to finish this album so they can put it out and start making money. So anybody got a song here? Well, I got this one dud over here. Let's just, okay, do it. Let's go. And that's what happened. But I was reading when at one point it was the demographic study of, it was rich people that bought Bose sound systems, Ramon, while the rest of us bought Sony or Panasonic. It turns out that was a stereotype. It was a long setup, but I had to convince you that it wasn't another joke. Sorry about that. For those of you along for the ride, sorry about that. All right, what you got? I want the album that really only had one song on it that you would have never bought the album but for that song that most sticks out in that category. What you got? You don't have to rank them necessarily, but what you got? Cisco. Album with Cisco. The Thong Song. Okay, give me a little bit of the Thong Song. Is it clean? Okay, so artist was Cisco. Album was... Oh, the song was Cisco? Or the song was the Thong Song? Okay, the album was Unleash the Dragon? Okay. I'm sorry, I thought you said the album was Cisco. All right, second one. That's the artist? I don't even know who Mr. Cal is. All right. The name of the song is Shake Your Ass. Oh, you like dirty songs. Okay. Okay. Let's get ready. I know I've told you this before, but do you remember? You remember the song, Hold Your Head Up? That was Argent, right? Do you remember the name of that album? Mullet's Rule. Best name of an album of all time. Name of that album was Mullet's Rule. Yep. All right. Third artist. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Okay. I already know this. Okay. I didn't know the name of the album was Mac Daddy. Okay. Was it Baby Got Back? Baby Got Back. There's nothing else good on that? Okay. So there's another song in that era. I'll think of it in a minute. But the song comes out, and the song becomes a huge hit, and they're not even actually a band. It was recorded in a recording studio in the back of a nightclub, and the nightclub owner says, we got something big here. What is the... It's kind of in the realm of Sir Mix-a-Lot. It might be Gangsta's Paradise. That's Coolio. It's in the Gangsta's Paradise... Sir Mix-a-Lot realm, the way my brain files them and processes them. Okay. All right. I have a lot to get to, and we are not going to screw around today, but I do need to take one segment to challenge you. All right. So before you call in, remember the rules. You take one off to put one on, and I need you to be able to give me, in this order, the artist, the album, and the song. And that is the album that, for you, you say, I never would have bought that album, except it has one and only one good song on it, and the rest was trash. Right? Artist, album, and the song. It doesn't have to be the example of where that was the greatest. It's just you remember buying that album, and you remember thinking, there's only one good song on here. I should have bought the single. And sometimes they wouldn't let you. But you have to take one of Ramon's off. And his first one was the artist, Cisco, the album, Unleash the Dragon, the song, the Thong Song, the artist, Mystical, the album, Let's Get Ready, the song, Shake Your Ass, and number three, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Mac Daddy, Baby Got Back. 713-999-1000. 713-999-1000.
You're listening to Stuff Happens. Whether I like it or don't like it, stuff does happen.
Michael Berry, program radio.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. you'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's one thing we got.
Ramon tells me this is a one-hit wonder from an album that was only purchased for this song. And true story, this is part of my lost decade. What year would this have been, Ramon? 93. Okay. So, I mean, yes. No, I'm not saying I've never heard the song. I'm saying, in fact, I don't half hate the song. I have no idea who sings this. Deep Blue something. Deep Blue what? Oh, that's the name? Oh, okay. Apparently the band's name is Deep Blue something. And the album is 11th song. What do you mean? Oh, okay. So they released it again on another album called Home, and that's the one everybody bought. Okay, so this worked out that way twice. Okay. Deep Blue something. So they're a one-hit wonder then. Okay. I mean, here's how old I am. If you say Breakfast at Tiffany's and, you know, ask me to word associate, I think Audrey Hepburn. I think early 60s movie. I think how hot she looked. Hot and classy. Yeah, that. If you say Breakfast at Tiffany's, I think, well, there was a period of time where I went back and tried to watch every classic movie that appeared on any list of classic movies that I'd never heard of, I mean, that I'd never seen. And this was one of them. And it's Audrey Hepburn. Man, Audrey Hepburn. Listen. Take a moment and step back from Marilyn Monroe love for a moment and appreciate Audrey Hepburn. That woman is class. Now, Julia Roberts is straight up class, but Julia Roberts doesn't quite turn my crank like Audrey Hepburn does. Well, first of all, she's in my single favorite musical of all time. Anyway, my bad. All right, I want you to take one of Ramon's off and put one of yours on. You can just tell us the song that you want to take off of his, which is the thong song, Shake Your Ass and Baby Got Back. And I want you to give me in this order, artist, album, song. And if you just tuned in, it is songs. We didn't plan this, by the way. We didn't go, oh, well, let's do today a music segment, AM music on the AM dial. It just happens organically. You have to let it happen. When the art happens, it happens. It is an album that you bought for one song and one song only because there's nothing else on that. And I thought the Outfield's Play Deep was going to be that for 61 seconds, but there's actually a couple of other good songs on there. All right, we're going to go down the road, top to bottom. Start with Leslie. Leslie, what you got, dear? Take one off and put one on.
Okay, take off the thong song and then add Red Hot Chili Peppers, album Californication.
Wrong.
And song is Under the Bridge.
Wrong. Incorrect. It's not even on that album.
Correct.
Whoa.
Californication doesn't have Under the Bridge?
No, Under the Bridge is not on Californication. Oh my. Wasn't it Blood Sugar Sweat Magic, Ramon? That's not even.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's not even my era.
That was 30 years ago.
That's not even my era, and I know that. But see, here's the problem.
That's some of that trivia you have locked away in your brain.
Here's the problem. I don't view Red Hot Chili Peppers, conveniently. I don't view them as a 90s band because they were still relevant much later. And they weren't a band that I listened to live. They were a band that I appreciate their music. I actually really like their music. And so I went back and studied them later. So they're part of the lost decade, to be sure. It's like Hootie and the Blowfish. But I think that they cut through and they're good enough that I can study them later. Boy, it's a good thing Chance McClain's in the middle of a shoot right now. He'd be losing his mind right about now. 90s music, that sort of garage band, white squeaky dudes with a lot of sexual repression, that is his sweet spot. Jack, what you got? You know, Leslie would have been fun. If we weren't in kind of a high speed, take one off, put one on, she'd have been fun to talk to. You can tell she's got a good personality. Jack, what you got?
All right. I'll take off. Baby Got Back was the one of them, I believe.
Wait.
And I'm putting
why would you pick the one that literally 100% of people agree with? Because it's the only one you remember.
I'm not a fan.
See, that's the take one off, put one on. They don't actually care about your list. They're like, well, whatever one he said, take one off. All right, go ahead,
that's
Jack.
Pretty much true. All right, so the band is The Knack, and the album is called Get the Knack, and the song is My Sharona.
Okay, you're going to agree with that, Ramon? There's nothing else? I thought they had another song.
Mm-mm. Nothing that you would ever hear on any radio station anywhere playing.
Okay, Ramon's right. They're not a one-hit wonder because they had other good songs, but just not on that album. Okay. I'm going to defer to Ramon on this because that is a category of music that is much more his sweet spot than mine. But Ramon has from on high pronounced your submission will be accepted. Leslie, yours was not, just to be clear.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. All right. Real quick, Jack, and I hate this more than you do. Trust me. But we have the memo has come down. Height, weight. Jack.
Yeah.
Height, weight. I got to fill out a stupid report. What is your height, weight?
My height is 5'8". My weight is 192.
You're just a little bitty fella. Well, I mean,
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm losing some weight.
Are you black?
No, sir.
What are you?
I'm Caucasian coonass.
Okay. All right. All right. And married?
And I think Audrey Hepburn is a 10.
Married?
I'm married, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you down as a smoker. I hope you don't mind.
No, but I'm definitely not. Anti. Very anti.
Did you ever smoke?
No, never. I just got over the flu.
I was going to say, do you have bronchitis? Oh, my goodness. I have you down as a smoker. I think you're trying to get a discount on your life insurance. I'm pretty sure you're a smoker.
Man.
Religious affiliation?
In the world. Unaffiliated, grew up Catholic.
I don't need your exact income, and frankly, I don't care. Is it more or less than $100,000?
More.
Is it more or less than $200,000? They're by category.
Less.
Is it more or less than $150,000?
Less.
More or less than $125,000?
Around there.
Okay. And what percentage of that is salary, and what percentage is overtime or bonus?
It's all salary.
What do you do?
I'm a scheduling manager for an oil field services company.
Does your income vary by more than 10% any year, given the economy or the economic conditions in the patch?
No, sir. Not so far.
How many years of experience do you have doing that?
I just celebrated 15 years with my company.
Where did you go to school, and why was it A&M?
No. LSU Tiger all the way. Come on.
LSU Tiger. Oh, I bet you were wishing you were an Aggie this past weekend.
I was not happy, I'll tell you that. They whipped us.
Okay, so let me present this scenario to you. And it's not outside the realm of possibility. They go to Atlanta this weekend, and they beat Georgia. Now, I want to hear it. I know. Oh, no. Eddie Martini, I've heard it. It's possible. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
It is. 5% chance, maybe.
They beat Georgia, but with 3 losses, they can't make the Final Four, the playoffs. Can you imagine?
You're listening to
Stuff Happens. Whether I like it or don't like it, stuff does happen.
Michael Berry, Program Radio.
Get a lot more done if I didn't have We were going to wrap up. It's not fair to people who were waiting to give an answer to the question. And then I have to do these stupid reports. And they take, people don't realize it takes longer because people don't just answer. You got to get them comfortable. Okay, all right. All right. So real quick, because we have stuff to get to. Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010. I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE. The question is, an album that you bought solely because of a song, one song, and the rest of the album was trash. You didn't know or care about any other song on that album before you bought it, and then you hated them all after you bought it. I need you to give me in this order, the artist, the album, and the song. I'm not even going to ask them to take it off because they don't listen on this one. The artist, the album, and the song in that order, okay? And see, I got all these people trying to jump in line. Cody Johnson that owns CanvasPress.com says, Goo Goo Dolls' Iris album was Dizzy Up the Girl. But he's 30. Like, that's his era. Or maybe 35. But okay, he didn't say Goo Goo Dolls. The dude knows music. He's the one who introduced me to Charlie Crockett. Trust me, he knows music. In his little sliver of the world, he knows more music than you, which is kind of like black dudes from South Texas who are nomadic and become country music singers, but in the Shooter Jennings way, but they have to still be cool. That was a platinum album. That doesn't mean it. That doesn't. Okay. Iris had a billion plays on Spotify. Oh, Slide had 212 million. Okay. Cody, please don't interrupt the show. This is the adult show. Chris Shaw says, take off the thong song and add Sugar Ray. Album was Floored. Song was Fly. It's a good song too. He said, I thought they were the next Sublime after Bradley died. And boy, was I ever wrong. Not the first time or the last time Chris Shaw has ever been really, really wrong. But they do run a good restaurant. He's VP of operations for Good Company. By the way, Good Company opened in the old downhouse in the Heights. Did you know that? You remember the old downhouse? They opened in there. Let's see. I think Jimmy Mudd wanted to make a contribution. He says, The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony, but he didn't tell the name of the song, or he didn't tell the album. I don't know what the album was. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to it. Let's go to Ralph. We don't get a lot of Ralphs on the show. Ralph, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Give me the artist, album,
Thank you,
and song.
Michael. Red Rider, self-titled album, Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe.
You agree with that, Ramon? How's that go, Ramon?
Yes.
Ralph, you can't validate your own submission. Hold on.
Oh.
What else is on that album, Ramon? What year was that? What year? No, not 81. 81? How can it be 81 and I don't know it? What is it, some emo?
It was only one song.
Oh, well, there you go. Is this the song? All right, here we go. I can't keep doing this. I got a lot of stuff to get to. It's Foreman. It's already put me to sleep. This is terrible. Okay, Philip, you're up.
Resident Alien in the Meantime.
Okay, I didn't have your audio up at the beginning. All right, who's your artist?
Space Hog.
All right. Oh, you know him? Ramon knows him. All right, album?
Resident Alien.
Yep. And then?
In the meantime.
You know what's very interesting about this, Ramon? And it's very telling. Starting in the 80s, but really in earnest in the 90s, you get some white dude who pops with one song that has no real talent, no body of work, no story to tell, but they hit it with one song. You will never hear Merle Haggard had an album that only had one good song. In fact, find me one bad song. You will never hear that Conway had an album that had a bad song on it. Now, you will find that Elvis had some albums that had some trash songs, but that's Colonel Tom Parker. And I'm so concerned that in some odd way, people have come away with Colonel Tom Parker thinking he's anything other than a bastard from that movie. Oh, he's a complicated man. No, he's a demon. Anyway, I cannot let that upset me today. Tony, you're up.
Yeah, Icicle Works, Whisper to a Scream.
Is that the album, Whisper to a Scream?
That's the name of the song.
What's the album?
I don't know. It was a one-hit wonder. It was only one song that came out. I can't remember the album.
Tony, you can't call in unless you have all three. Tony, what do you do for a living?
I'm a contractor and a rancher.
Where are you a rancher?
Iola.
Iola. Where'd you go to high school?
Lamar Consolidated in Rosenberg.
Do you actually make any money as a rancher, or do you just like to call yourself a rancher so when you go to the feed store, people take you more seriously?
No one makes money as a rancher unless you have a couple thousand acres. I only have 125.
Do you live on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Jeff because we got to finish up. Jeff, you're up. Go ahead.
Blur, horrible artist. That artist is Blur. The album is Blur. And it was song two.
Two, yeah. I'm embarrassed to admit I actually knew that. Wow. Okay, let's get them all in so we can finish up. Ryan, you're up. Go.
AWOL Nation, Megalithic Symphony, and the song was Sail.
All right, last
the
one.
The only thing that ever, yeah.
All right, Roy, go ahead.
Remove Thong Song by Cisco and replace it with The Kinks, Something for Everyone. The song was Destroyer.
Okay. Now, see, that it's important to understand this wasn't a one-hit wonder, and the caller gets it right. You don't have to be a one-hit wonders will necessarily all qualify, but some albums will qualify that are not one-hit wonders because there were bands that put out an album with only one good song on it, and that was by design.
You're listening to
Stuff Happens. Whether I like it or don't like it, stuff does happen.
Michael Berry, Program Radio.
If you live in Harris County, it's time to move away, because Lena and her cronies just stole election day. If you think that it was bad before, they're about to double down, because now their power is unchecked and we're ruled by commie clowns. It's go time, people. These ballot harvesting, vote suppressing, corrupt Democrat turds have managed to steal another election. There is no longer anyone in place in Commissioner's Court to hold these thugs accountable. Plenty of our useful idiot neighbors actually voted for these corrupt cretins, so sayonara! Fortunately, we're surrounded by red areas where most people and officials are still God-fearing, hard-working patriots who share the values that America was built on. Wherever you go, stay engaged, because Russ never sleeps, and neither do communists. This message is not brought to you by or endorsed by Republic Grand Ranch or any other red area.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
And now, the Michael Berry Show presents the Houston Crime Report.
But I'm working on it. At 10 p.m. last night, actually a few minutes past, officers responded to a shooting in the 10,400 block of Fulton. Houston Fire Station 58, where officers found a 16-year-old male with a gunshot wound to his back. The shooting occurred in the 600 block of East Little York. It is believed it is the result of a road rage incident. The young man was transported to Bentall, stable condition.
Stuff happens. Whether I like it or don't like it, stuff does happen.
I have to tell you, I have altered my behavior on the roadways, and I resent that. I should be able to flip you off for being a horrible driver, even if you're a 19-year-old black guy with the windows rolled down and the hubcaps missing in an obviously stolen car that's beat to death. But I don't now. I don't, because I don't want to get shot. And so you know the problem with that? When I was growing up, Keith McCormick, our next door neighbor, used to take me and Chris all over. He was from Johnson Bayou, Louisiana. And we would go down. He was a phenomenal basketball player. And he would play in these leagues, and we'd go with him. And if they didn't have enough players, we'd get to play. And we'd be on the road. And Keith is a, if you don't know a Kunas, they're all the same personality. Whether they worked at the plant, which is what Keith did at Sunoco and Port Arthur, that's why they came into Texas, because there were jobs in Texas. But everything from Houma West, all those little towns, Crowley, all of them, they all came into Orange because they didn't want to leave Louisiana. Not that the state name was so great, the way people from Texas will say, I'm Texas. And Texas in and of itself means something. For Louisiana, it's not the phrase, it's not the term itself, the title. It's the lifestyle, the culture, the family, the vibe. It's everything that runs through it, the swamp culture. Well, every one of them that came in, and some of them swept all the way to Houston, but they're still a Kunas. And whether they're a shrimper, or they work on an oil platform, or they, or you clean them up like Eddie Martini and put an expensive suit and drive a Lincoln Navigator. Don't tell anybody because it's off brand, but whatever. They're still a Kunas, and they will still quick to temper. Short fuse. Whoop, short fuse. If you ever see one of these Kunases that gets shot in a road rage accident, it doesn't make it okay, but just know he did something. He wasn't just driving along and some guy shot at him. He lost his stuff at that dude because they are quick to anger. And they're quick to love. They give you shirt off their back. They'll boil you some crawfish. They will sure enough boil you some crawfish. And they will give you some boudin and swear it's the best thing ever. Good people, but quick to anger. Why did I mention that, Ramon? What about that shooting? 16 years old. 10 o'clock at night. What you figure he was doing out at 10 o'clock at night? My brother worked at the Kentucky Fried Chicken in Orange on Green Avenue. He worked for a woman named Tommy Landry. And Tommy's nephew, Brandon Landry, was my best friend at the time. Great guy. End up going in the Navy. Just like Sonny in Road Goes On Forever. He could pass the test, though. Now he's a nurse in Orange. Anyway, so Tommy, his aunt, Tommy and her sister Sheila were sisters but best friends. And so Tommy was like an almost another mom for him, or really just like. And so she mothered me too. He was an only child. And we played ball together. And when my brother was getting ready to turn 16, he's trying to raise money to buy a car. And it was $1,500. No way. Was it $1,500 or $500? I can't remember. Anyway, so he's looking around for a job. And so I asked Tommy, and she hired him on the spot and loved him. He was a great worker. You didn't find kids with those kind of values willing to work nights at the Kentucky Fried Chicken on Green Avenue in those days. And you certainly wouldn't find it today. But the beauty was he'd get off. They'd close the store at 9. They'd finish cleaning up by 10. And me and my mom, we didn't have a dining room. We just had a little table. And there was a little dining room built into the house we lived in, but that was the room where I did my homework. Nobody sat at the dining room. And there was a little table right when you came in the side door, because we never entered from the front door. And my mom and I'd be sitting there waiting. It's before the age of cell phones. So my mom would call and go, "I just make sure you're okay. Call me before you leave. Make sure you get home okay." It wasn't to make sure he got home okay. She loved her son, don't get me wrong. But that was to cue us up how long it was going to be till he brought us a bucket of chicken. And she would hope he would ask, "You want me to bring you and Michael a bucket of chicken?" "Yeah, let's do extra crispy today. Or let's do original today." But if he didn't ask, then we'd ask him. And at 10:15, he'd come rolling in. So there are cases. When I grew up in Orange in the 80s, if you went into a restaurant, it was 50-50 white and black, but it was young people that were in high school and just out of high school that were working there, extra job. When's the last time you saw a white dude in a fast food restaurant working in the kitchen, or anywhere else for that matter? You just don't see it anymore. That's not racist, by the way. That's an observation. I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.